said ABC was back? Because whoever said that lied. You lied. If y'all gonna speak something, speak it truthfully. It's only back for certain states. Because when I woke up on November 1st today and...
Baby, when y'all go grocery shopping next month, y'all need to be very careful. Because apparently they done already done got started.
All this food stamp stuff is just getting out of control. I don't know what to tell you. But originally, EBT and food stamps were created so people didn't go hungry for the needy American. And then you're on it for a few years and then you get off it after you're in a better financial situation. But now people are just getting on food stamps and they're just taking advantage of the system and your taxpayer dollars are being wasted. This woman sells her EBT card basically to finish her Christmas shopping because you have people who have, like this woman, $600 worth of food stamps and she's selling for $275 in cash. The fact that she's posting this on social media is just crazy by itself. This person says, I keep getting told you can't buy that with stamps by morons who don't understand how money is fungible and what that means. You know, people are literally selling their food stamps and EBT cards for cash so they could buy Christmas gifts. What in the world is going on here? And check out some of these videos.
Y'all, they just took my food stamps. Oh my gosh. I can't even begin to tell y'all how frustrated I am. But more importantly, what am I going to do? Now, I told y'all something was a little iffy and that we had to get we have to get our ducks in a row, y'all. We have to get our ducks in a row because guess what? Now I got to figure out myself, but that's cool. The whole thing is they're doing food stamp reductions. Now, did I think it was going to be me? No, I didn't. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I really didn't. But here we are. So, for all y'all thinking that I just be BSing and this is not going on, this is going on. You can Google it. You can Google it. Google Trump administration food stamps and see what you don't read. But yeah, y'all. And get this. It was only $400 anyway. Like, how did I make the cut, the list of who to reduce? Talk about you don't meet the eligibility requirements anymore. That's crazy work.
What's up, girl? It's your girl Quay, and yeah, let's cook these kids some breakfast. We're gonna cook some buttermilk waffles, some French toast sticks, blueberry waffles, and I'm gonna do some Wagyu sausages. So yeah, y'all, just look for me. I'm gonna go over this hand. Walmart, Piggly Wiggly, basically everywhere, honestly. Kroger's, yeah. You want to go ahead and straight to jail? Y'all make me drink some work. Kelly, have Walmart tonight. They said we'll buy 5 years free, you ain't gonna straight to jail. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hold you with them.
Click your wig. Right. Click your wig.
Okay, right till the exam.
I just went to check the mail and I received a letter from the food stamps office.
It says, after multiple videos were sent into our office, we had to conduct an investigation. And during our investigation, we did come across a few discrepancies in your application. It says, therefore, over the last 6 months, you received benefits that did not belong to you and needs to be paid back. You know how much I have to pay back? Do you want to know how much food stamps I have to pay back? I have to pay back $27,000. Good thing is that they offer a payment plan, because where the fuck am I going to get $27,000 off of? And guess what? I'm not even going to pay it. Y'all have to prove to me. Where's the proof? This letter doesn't mean anything. Where's the proof? Show me the proof of what I was doing wrong. This is unbelievable. Didn't your parents ever teach you to mind your own business? Or they didn't teach you that?
How y'all feeling about this food stamp situation, man? Like this nigga Donald Trump really said, it's either healthcare or food stamps. One of them gotta go. He said, until then, we turning off food stamps. You know, you finna start a whole protest, revolt, all type of shit probably finna go down. Like, crime rate probably finna go up just for food. Like, y'all starting a whole, like, a whole new era of some shit y'all don't even know finna start going down. Like, I can already see it already. You know how people get when they can't get what they want, man. They start getting desperate out here. But shit, what y'all feel about this damn no food stamp situation?
As a woman, you should always have your own money. And part of the reason why is if you watch how a lot of these men are acting when it comes to this food stamp situation, and how a lot of them are very happy and excited because they think that it's about to put a lot of women in survival mode to the point where those women are going to need them. I don't know why any loser would want a woman who want them strictly off of survival. Right? She don't genuinely want you. She wants you because her food stamps got cut off and she need food for her house. What type of loser are you to where that's a compliment, right? That makes you feel good, that the only reason why you got chosen is because somebody need food in their house. I just want to know what make y'all men think that these women are single. A lot of these women to be getting these food stamps keep a man. They keep a pookie up in that house eating up that food that they buying with them food stamps. So I don't know what you talking about. You banking on them needing you? They already got a bum. They don't need to wait around for you to do nothing either. But that's really sad that you sitting around waiting and hoping that these women gonna be so damn bad, so bad off from not being able to buy food that they gonna just go ahead and choose you. That's sad. That is pathetic. I would hate to know that somebody only chose me because they ain't had no food in their house.
Holidays are coming. People are stressed out. Food stamps are coming, they're going, whatever the fuck it may be. But what if you don't have to rely on food stamps no more? I was on food stamps, government grants, and all the whole spiel. Okay, I've been there, done that. What if I told you that you don't have to do that? You don't have to sell a digital product or do affiliate marketing. You could easily just post on your social media platforms. Any social media platform, there's 11 plus platforms that I teach inside the CEOverse. And you monetize from it. So that's passive income. When you post enough, which should be 4 to 6 times within the first 30 to 45 days, that's how much you should be posting so that you get pushed out, monetized, and you're done. You're good. And then you consistently post so that you get paid for it. And while you're sleeping, you'll get paid for it. And then you can do whatever you want. You want to do digital marketing, you want to create a product afterwards, great. But at least monetize first so that you have passive income always coming in and guaranteed income every single time that you post and you're monetizing social media. I teach Inside CEO Verse, so drop CEO down below. I'll get you the details and you'll be in my masterclass tonight.
Okay, y'all just mad because I get 3K food stamps. So what? I get all kind of snacks while I'm sitting here chilling or whatever, paying no bills. No bills. I'm on government assistance. My son back there with his snacks. Government assistance, 3K food.
Well, everybody, they done sent them emails down the pipeline. I'm not laughing. I just got done watching a documentary in which they were basically talking in... it was a documentary that was clearly done a while ago before all this went down. And I know I was supposed to be resting or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to get back to resting and then I'm going to get back to the news or whatever the case may be. But I wanted to let y'all know the news came down the pipeline that it's official. Them stamps ain't coming in November. I don't know. Because I know the people of color going to be great. Some of us are going to be like, damn, like, this is, you know what I mean? We already robbing Peter to pay Paul. But we know how to make some shit shake regardless. And that doesn't take away the fact that that's not going to cause a big hindrance to a lot of people, a lot of Americans' lives. But I really do want y'all to take this into consideration, right? For the next election that you vote in, okay? Need I remind you, never forget that on the precipice of millions of Americans, tens of millions, 42 to be exact, million Americans who all pay their taxes, who all do what they're supposed to be doing, when they were on the precipice of losing one of the safety aids that they needed in order to sustain in an economy that was built for them to fail, the president... More than half of those people voted for. Because again, black people only make up 13%. The president that more than half of those people voted for said that the ballroom was his top priority. Not food stamps, not Medicaid, not preventing another war, not stopping bombs from falling over the heads of children in Sudan or Gaza or Congo. That ballroom was his top priority. They asked him about the food stamps and the government shutdown and how they could get federal workers paid. He said that's not his top priority. He don't give a damn about that shit. He got paid. He got paid. In fact, he may have a big ass check coming in from the DOJ. He don't give a fuck. Me and mine's, we eating over here. I don't know what to tell y'all. This is exactly what Ryan Coogler warned y'all about. He was warning y'all about in the movie Sinners. You let the evil into your threshold. You did. You are the one standing in the threshold in between you and the evil that's trying to get in. You let it in. And I hate for this to be another moment where the 92% has to remind you. We told you so, but something about this tells me God wants y'all to learn this one the hard way. Because ain't no fucking way. Them folks in West Virginia, Tennessee, and Mississippi got their asses up on Beyonce's internet and said out their mouth that they thought SNAP benefits was only for people of color. So this whole time, y'all thought that we was on separate social services? You mean to tell me this whole time you thought the social services was separated by race? Baby, no, that's demographical research. That's demographical analytics. So they can make sure that things are being distributed properly. And if, in fact, a large amount or subsection of human beings within a certain area or demographic are receiving more benefits than anybody else, what can we do to combat that? How can we encourage them to do more? How can da 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 da? That data is used for so many things. I'm not sure how y'all equated that shit to we are on separate benefits. It all comes from one pot. And it ain't that weak-ass melting pot that y'all fix that cartoon to sing about. It all comes from one pot. Child. Good luck to them folks. Because I have a strong feeling that he's just getting started. This feels like collective punishment because nobody showed up to his birthday party, if I'm being honest. He was looking pretty sad at that birthday party. He was looking pretty sad. He was upset. He was sick. And I blame MAGA because y'all voted for him. Why didn't y'all go to that man's birthday party? Why didn't y'all go to his birthday party? He didn't start acting like this. He was already out of his mind, but he didn't start acting like this for real. And until that birthday party, until that birthday parade, and y'all didn't go. Why didn't y'all go? I thought he's your savior. And y'all didn't go to that man's birthday party? Now look at you. Everybody getting punished. God damn it, MAGA, you had one job. Just one.
This is for the people who are upset about their SNAP benefits getting cut off in November. What did you do with the SNAP benefits from last month? They ate them? Because you get SNAP benefits enough for that month? Every month? Okay. Well, maybe you guys should have saved some of your food from October so that you could eat enough. That's stupid, dude. Because you gotta eat in October? And then they didn't know that the SNAP benefits were gonna get cut off? Okay. Well, maybe if you guys got a job, then maybe multiple jobs. Because the job market sucks. $725 and three and four jobs. Well, maybe if when you buy your groceries, you could save that food right there so you can make multiple meals. Buying is high. It's real high. How much is meat? $15. $17. $4 per pack? You not? Well, how much is chips? $5.49. Well, that's like the big party size in this food, right? Like completely full. Half a bag of air. Almost gone when you buy it. Gotcha. Well, see, the problem is you guys are just getting way too comfortable on these government benefits and that we gotta pay. I'm mad at the wrong people. I look stupid because I'm getting mad at poor people for being poor in a system that I'm also being affected in. We should be mad at the government. I look stupid. I should probably cut the camera off because I'm repeating everything you say. Okay. Oh, okay. I apologize for my outburst.
Y'all crack me up with assuming everybody that gets food stamped is just poor and just doesn't work and just... Let me get in. Listen, I think it's so funny because I literally work with people who think the same way and it cracks me up. First of all, you can't even get food stamps unless you can prove that you are under the poverty line. Under the poverty line. Meaning that you have to make less than somebody who is poor. So you're like below poor to even receive food stamps. So there's that. And then if you make even a dollar over what they want you to make for your household, then they cut it off. So, and then not everybody even gets the full amount that they can get for their household. Like, let's say that a household of five can get up to $1,400. Well, depending on how much your job pays you, you might be getting $400, $300. You might not be getting that full amount. And then outside of that, it supplements about $6 per meal per person per day. How many of you spend $6 on a meal? So just think about the fact that it's not going to even last all month anyways. You have to shop very smart in order for however much food stamps you get to last all month. So majority of people on food stamps are spending cash on food just like you. The difference is they don't have as much liquid cash as you, so they would not be able to feed their kids the full month if they were strictly going off of their cash, which is why they're able to get a supplement. Supplement does not completely pay for everything. Not to say that there aren't people who don't work, but there's also different circumstances for that as well. And it's not up to you to decide what somebody is able to do. If someone is able to work or not, you're not the one that decides that. But anyways, there's a lot of people who work, business owners, There are people who work 9-to-5s. There are people who deliver groceries or who work for the state, like people who do things like that, who still qualify for food stamps. So if you're the type of person who feels like just because someone qualifies for food stamps, they're lazy, you don't even realize that they might work more than you. They might work harder than you, but it's just the fact that they either have more children than you or their income after paying their bills is so low that they can't even afford food after that. So if you find pleasure in the fact that those kind of people are not able to buy food with the government shut down, I think that shows how inhumane you actually are, especially if you're a follower of Christ, because I don't understand how anybody can celebrate the fact that someone is not going to be able to have some assistance that is helping them. If you don't qualify for housing assistance or for food stamps or for medical assistance, you should count that joy, because even people who qualify for it still have to rub pennies together. So they don't have more money than you because the government is helping them. The government is helping them because they have less money than you. And your money is not paying their bills because they're taxpayers too. You can't even get food stamps if you don't have a job. You can get food stamps for 3 months if you don't have a job. Outside of that, you have to actively show that you're searching for a job every single week, or you have to be working. You can't just sit on food stamps without a job. If you have kids under the age of 18 and there's a specific reason why you can't work or you're disabled, then yes, you can be on food stamps without working. But majority of people on food stamps are working 40 plus a week. So people who don't even qualify for it or who have never had to go through the process to try and get it, or who don't have to recertify every 3 months, or who don't have to deal with the state all in their business, your opinion on this doesn't matter. And you shouldn't be posting videos about something that you don't even qualify for, that doesn't even apply to you. That's my opinion on that whole food stamp thing.
So she said they turned her food stamps off and now she owed $35,000. Say what? So listen, she made a video about how to qualify for food stamps and she said, girl, you better start lying to them people. She said that lady called her. She said, ma'am, what's your address? She was like, ma'am, I don't have no address. She's like, I've been homeless for 3, 4, 5 months. She said, my family won't let me stay with them, ma'am. I am starving. And then she says she's staying in a 3-bedroom apartment, living lovely. See, that's why y'all can't come on Beyonce's internet plan. Because to be honest, you never know who's watching you. You never know who will look at your video and not say nothing. You never know if somebody will send your video to somebody that know you personally. Like, y'all gotta be careful. And I was reading her comments. Somebody was like, was it worth it? She said no. And she went viral and she had like almost 500,000 views on it. And she probably made some money on it. But it wasn't worth losing her food stamps.
Pookie, so I got a message this morning pertaining to EBT SNAP benefits in Washington State. A lady told me that a caseworker told her, or she got a letter, I can't remember which one it was, to prepare for your EBT not to come in December. I haven't heard that from anywhere else, so if you've heard the same thing, y'all let me know. She said something about prepare for another shutdown. I thought the shutdown was in January, at the end of January, and I thought this time it won't affect the stamps. Can somebody let me know what's going on with the shutdown that's coming up in January? But I have told y'all many times before, during the shutdown and the EBT crisis, whatever you want to call it, once you get your stamps for November, do not ball out crazy with stuff that won't last. Make sure you are preparing, like she said. She may know something or heard something that we don't know or we're not supposed to know yet. Maybe she's just giving you a heads up. Stack up on your canned goods and your non-perishable items like your rice and your beans, flour and cornmeal, pastas, pancakes, get you some canned fruits. Start canning fresh fruit. I mean, however, but make sure you get prepared, stay prepared, so next month won't be a surprise to you if it do happen, okay? I told y'all before, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Now, this was crazy. It was a surprise when they cut the EBT off and then they start giving out partial payments all over the world, not at the same time. So let's not let it be a surprise again. Make sure you prepare yourself always. You just never know what may happen. Today may be fine. Tomorrow, hell may break loose. We don't know. So if you got your stamps and if you already spend it, baby, I hope you stocked up. A lot of y'all already done went and spent your stamps on Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't even know why you did that for one day. I'm learning to not ball out on one day, then the next day everybody looking like, what we gonna eat? Get your stuff prepared for the rest of the year, okay? And if you don't get that much, make sure you go ahead and hit up them food banks. Get them resources and stuff. Call 211. 211 can help you with a lot of resources. If you don't know what to do, pick up your phone and call 211.
The shutdown is over and my EBT card is loaded. Let's go fucking shopping.
Hey, friend. What's up, Meyer?
So, upon my arrival, I saw a gentleman with a help sign outside of the store, and I'm like, what can I get you? Are you hungry? He's like, just something to drink. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's it? Like, do you have a preference? Water, pop, you know, he's like, anything. So, we go and get this man some shit.
We are all done. Hopping in the car now to go give him his drinks. I will not record this man. I don't care if I'm not asking him permission to or none of that. So if he stayed this long just to kind of see like the reaction part of, that's not what I do. I don't film people in their time of need. And I don't like to film just to kind of like, I understand Hopecore, but I'm just, for me, I've been there. I would not want that to be me. Just whatever. So I'm gonna go give him his drinks, and yeah, y'all have a blessed day.
This is one of those videos I need to go viral, because let me tell y'all what happened. I am standing outside of, let's just say, the welfare building, okay? Why did all my food stamps get hacked and stolen? I just got them at midnight. Literally just got them at midnight. Okay, so I am out here in Pennsylvania. I need this video to push my PA people, because out here with the food stamps and stuff, they have an app. It's called My Compass. Come on, Super. You download the app. You got all your information on there. Rather you get cash, food stamps, Medicaid. You can see everything in this app, right? Okay, cool. So last night, I went on an app and said I had 3 reminders. Y'all know I moved or whatever. Make sure my address is correct. Then it says add your SNAP card. That way, you know, you can check your balance. You ain't got to keep calling the card. Da, da, da. Okay, all right. Sound cool. So what I did was I... Supreme. Hold on, y'all. Who this child, man? He going to school tomorrow. But let me tell y'all. Okay, so I don't even know where I left off at. Okay, jumping back into it. So I add my card information. Well, I had to do a username and password too. Did all that. All right, cool. Go back to the main page of My Compass. Now it says my food stamp balance, you know, as well as me and my son's name. Y'all, this all happened at 12:14. Soon as them food stamps hit, because out here in Pennsylvania, the dates vary, but I got it on the 14th. Okay, so this morning I get up, get ready so that, you know, I can go get some goddamn food. I stop at 7-Eleven so I can get a coffee first. Why? It said insufficient balance. So I'm like, what? Do it again. Do it again. Insufficient balance. So I'm sitting there like, let me go into this app and check my balance. Y'all, I pulled it up. It said zero. It literally said 0.00. And when I went to my last transactions are all made in Fayetteville. What is that? North Carolina? South Carolina? Yeah, they took every single dollar I had. And now I'm over here at welfare and they're basically telling me this has been going on. And there's been so many cases, it's skimmers, it's this. I'm like, man, look, I go to the same couple stores every month. Giant, ShopRite, Wawa, 7-Eleven, that is it. Man, I said, I went into your app and I had my reminders. I went through everything, make sure everything's up to date. And then it said, add your SNAP card. I think that has been compromised because I've never added my card. I usually just call to check the balance, but it said, you know, add your card, you ain't gotta go through all that. And I think that's where the scammers are. So I'm making this video to reach my people in PA, my food stamp parents. Listen, don't mess with it. When it comes down to your food stamp card, call and check it, okay? Because my mama said my aunt don't click on stuff, and this is one of the reasons why she don't click on stuff. I done got scammed and they took every dollar I had, and now welfare can't even help me. They're not going to reimburse me, none of that. They said there's been so many cases, and
After December 20th, 2024, they cannot reimburse. So I just filed a report and got a new card. And I'm about to take this goddamn app off my phone. For now on, they can mail me out my paperwork, whatever. I'm just done. Like, I am just done. It's like, I feel like I'm so mad. I want to cry. And I wish I had the money, baby, because I'll be driving down there to Fayetteville, okay? But I have a feeling it's probably not even them. It's somebody in the system just using their store. If they're one of those stores that take EBT without you having to swipe it. So, yeah, sucks to be me. But I'm putting this video out there. I'm putting my business out there to let y'all know so that y'all could be more aware. And so y'all won't get y'all's taken too. We got to be careful, man. This is crazy. And then people wonder why people out here crashing out and going doing what they doing and stuff like this, where you get scammed and there's nothing nobody can do to help you. So this video is long enough already, but yeah, if please like, comment, share, all of that. I need this video to reach everybody in Pennsylvania, because this is where I'm at and this is where it happened, and they can't do nothing to help you. So yeah, I want to help other people so they don't get scammed too.